this is the one that I just described with the kind of fusion example, is that you have a simulation of, that you believe in, that you think, you know, like numerical weather or something like that, but it's too slow to work with. And then you train an AI model to be a very fast approximation of it. Some people call it a surrogate or something like that. And then you can use that thing in your, you know, to make decisions or to control your engineering system or something like that. So I gave it this little figure down here, using AI for decisions, control, and design. So that's one pattern that we see about how AI is, you know, influencing science and engineering.